Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Jive Talk on The Drive with Bob and Jeff, 869-1240. Always good to catch up with Kendall Gammon about the Chiefs, and there's no hotter topic around these parts right now than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, clearly, they're the team. They're the it team, not just here, but around the league.
What about the Rams? My Rams.
They were kind of that last year.
Aren't they that this
now
year?
Now they're the beast. They're the hunter. They're the hunter rather than the hunted. You know
All
what I'm saying?
I did want to get to a couple things.
Or whatever.
And we can certainly take your phone calls, but I'd like to talk about my weekend for a minute. We went to see Stephen Stills and Judy Collins at the Orpheum Theater on Friday night. Stephen still has it in spots. It's a little rough for the kid.
How was Southern Cross?
It was good. It's not like Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, I get that. But he had backup singers, I assume, that gave some harmony.
Yeah, we had Judy Collins. And Judy Collins, at the age of 79, I'm just going to say this right now, blew me away, blew everyone in attendance away. Just spectacular. It's just amazing how that woman can still sing. You don't think about that.
I mean, I don't know much about Judy Collins.
Well, we've
had her on the show.
You don't even need to know anything to know that for her to get up there and be able to hit the notes she's hitting at that age is remarkable. Now, on the way home, we're driving along McLean Boulevard, and I'm not going to exaggerate. These guys on these crotch rockets come by us, and there must have been 15 of them. Passing us on the inside lane, passing us on the other lane that's southbound. We were going 40. They had to be going 70 at least. And like I said, 15 of them. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know what the heck was happening for a second. What if somebody panics and just jerks their car to the right, not sure what's going on? What is going on? And I've heard from many people who've encountered these, I don't know if the same folks or similar. What's going on? I'm not asking you.
Just
you don't
people
know.
Out there on,
you never get out.
I do know. When they think the streets are relatively quiet, they get out and they race. This happens.
So they just go by people and don't care about their own livelihood.
Clearly not. Were they wearing helmets?
Some were, yes. But helmets not going to help you.
I get that, but if they're not wearing helmets, you really know they don't care about their livelihood.
I just don't get it. And I'm not really even asking you.
No, I get it.
Charlie, you're on the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I didn't get a chance to call last week, and I didn't get a chance to hear a lot of the show, but I know you were doing the song titles with a man's name in it, and I didn't hear this, and I didn't hear much of your 100 favorite songs because I was out of town part of the time in August. But I got to say, my favorite all time, this has got to be in my top 10 of any list, especially men's names or rock and roll songs, Johnny B. Goode. Thanks for taking my call.
Johnny
Little
B. Goode.
Chuck Berry.
Johnny B. Goode would be in a lot of people's top 10 lists, including Chuck Berry's, I presume. So I had that happen Friday night. Rattled me.
But you
so
made
mad
it.
I get mad.
You were
so
mad.
These youngsters are stupid. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What I miss?
Nothing.
What's so funny, Tom?
It's an old man there.
So what if it's old man?
So mad. What is so mad?
I'm so mad at them. You let me talk the way I talk.
I'm going to ridicule it at every chance
Don't
I get.
Don't you dare ridicule it. So Saturday, then, we have a day, and we're driving home from Rock's Dugout, where we go over and buy some stuff.
What kind of purchases did you make?
I bought something for Kevin Haskin, who turned 60. We went to his birthday party. Got him some Orioles stuff.
Nice.
So we're driving back from that, and as we pull onto 19th Street close to our house, we see a little bitty dog walking along the curb, and it's just a little guy. So no collar. My wife doesn't see this, but I do, and I say, we can't let that little dog roam free. She says, no, we can't. So we pull around, turn around, and go off chasing this little dog. We finally get him. He's on the porch of a house barking. No one's home at that house. So we take the little guy home. I put out all these alerts on Facebook, all this social media stuff. I wake up Sunday morning, and we've got a message from somebody who dog got out at 19th and Westridge. And it turns out to be this little guy, 8-year-old Ice.
Ice.
Yeah, a little Maltese.
Cool as a
cucumber. Did you see the picture I put up?
Yeah, it's a weird looking dog.
What do you mean? He's a little adorable guy.
But he's different looking.
He's got some issues with his teeth.
Well, I didn't know that's what it was, so my bad.
Yeah, so now you make fun of dogs.
No, I'm not making fun of the dog.
And here's a guy.
He's just a different looking dog.
Here's a guy who says, oh, I love animals.
I do.
But unless they have something wrong with them.
Some are weird looking, and I love those animals.
So that's your take.
That was a different looking dog. There's no arguing that.
He was just a little snowball. Now, the owner comes and gets him yesterday evening, and we're kind of heartbroken. How do you bond with a dog in 1 hour?
Well, it's a dog.
We put down food for him, and he just goes nuts. He was just adorable. And his name is Ice, and I love the kid. But Misty did not love
him. What happened with Misty?
Misty
and
did
Ice?
Not love him.
Well, tell us some.
Misty didn't want anything to do with him.
Really?
She kind of ignored him.
Oh,
and when Ice went over to lay on the couch, Misty jumped off the couch.
Oh, that's sad.
What is it with Misty? Is
Misty
she just
was a
spoiled?
Little jealous.
I think we spoiled her.
Animals get jealous. I believe that. They have that feeling and that emotion. Jealousy. I see it all the time.
Well, you have four cats,
yeah, so,
and you pay special attention to one. You're not an equal love guy. And that's too bad. And that, again, that contradicts your professed love for animals.
Well, I love Nettie Harris. She's my best friend in the world.
That contradicts your love for animals.
Is that okay to say, Tommy? Nettie Harris, my best friend in the world.
Really?
How does your wife feel about that?
Well, how about Randy Griffiths?
Yeah, I love Randy, but
so Nettie Harris.
I think she's my best
cat.
I think she's my best friend. Yeah.
Oh my God!
You know what? I think I'm her best friend too.
What a sad.
Isn't
state.
Misty your best friend?
No, my wife is my best friend.
Yeah, your wife's your wife.
Hello, Eric.
Howdy. Hey, two things. And first of all, that speaks for your character, Bob. That's cool. Anybody that goes out and makes sure dogs got to be home. I'm
Why are you laughing at that?
Because Friday, Eric called about lung and heart shots to animals. But it's okay.
I love my dogs, and I love my wild game. Hey, I follow up. Your last caller brought this to mind. I called you about men's names in a song, then Big Bad John. You know there's a part two to that.
No, I did not know.
Cajun Queen came out the next year. I just heard it the other day. His wife, the Cajun Queen, came back and went down the mine and brought him back out.
Really?
And stalked him in the street.
I had no idea. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I always thought Jimmy Dean was a larger than life figure.
I thought he was a big guy.
Yeah, I mean he looked like a big guy. I don't know. Something about Jimmy Dean stuck with me. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. You have anybody like that?
What?
See, you don't even listen.
I listen, but I don't understand the reference. What are you trying
We're
to say?
We're talking about Jimmy Dean.
What about him?
Do you know they named a sausage after Jimmy Dean?
Yeah.
Right. Do you know that?
Yeah, Jimmy Dean.
Have you ever had it?
I make breakfast burritos with it sometimes.
So anyway, I had an eventful weekend this
week. Sounds
weekend.
Like it.
And the little puppy wouldn't sleep in the crate that we put her in, so we let her come in our room and made a bed for her, and he slept there.
and you had him for an hour.
No, we had him for 24 hours.
What do you listen? Well, you talked about bonding with him for an hour.
No, in 24 hours, a day.
You said an hour, Tommy.
Well, in an hour, I did bond with
okay.
him.
Okay. Don't get mad
I've
at
I've been
people
with you
35 confused.
And a half years, and I've yet to bond with
well,
you.
Well, good.
But a dog, it took 1 hour.
It's not going to happen with us. I don't bond easily.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, we've bonded.
What about when I'm lying there someday going, Jeff,
why'd you get a B minus instead of a B plus in fourth grade?
I've always loved you, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's going to happen then?
Do you think that's going to happen?
It may.
I'll say I love
They'll
you,
have
too.
Me so drugged up at that point, I might say anything.
Exactly.
I've told you I love you more than any father ever told any
son.
Oh,
please.
Really? How many times have I texted it to you?
10 to 12, probably.
Seriously, be honest.
10 to 12 is what I would put the number
I at. Haven't in a while because all you do is text back, love you too, love you too. There's no feeling in anything you ever do.
I have
so,
feeling.
And I would imagine that you do have some of that with your wife and daughter. I imagine there's some sincerity to all that.
Oh, of course.
But in terms of your dad, I've never felt a sincere utterance come out of your mouth.
Tommy, show him the what you've
What
written.
Do you have there, Tom?
On your deathbed when you're telling me you love me. Jeff's reply.
Where'd you put the will? Well, I can easily cut you out of it.
Why would you?
I may want my wife to have everything. Plus, I may spend it. If
then
I find
it.
Let me tell you what. If I find out, and knock on wood, this doesn't happen. But if I, and I'm knocking on this wood. If I were to find out I got something that I may not last through, I'm taking this money.
Well, go for it.
I'm gonna.
It's yours to do with what you want. Why you think I've got something against that? Do whatever you want.
You know you want some of it.
No, couldn't care less.
You know
why?
You've thought about it.
No, I haven't. It's just
well, that's good
ridiculous.
To know.
Here's a question I do have though. Do I have to take over League 42? Because I don't think, as much as I do love League 42, but I'm just not that type of person. I'm not the type A personality to run a baseball league. I just don't have that in me.
So well, we're not looking at you to take over League 42. Trust me on that.
All right, good.
I mean, you've got a lot of attributes, but none of them fit with League 42.
No, I can't do that.
First of all, how would you go about recruiting coaches?
Couldn't do it.
How would you go about building teams and recruiting players?
Couldn't do it.
How would you go about raising money?
Could not. None of that I can do. So proud of you.
Well, it requires talking to people.
Right.
So
and
that,
who wants that?
That kind of you eliminates you.
Exactly. And you're okay with that, right?
Well, I would.
I'm getting a lot better at that, though.
I don't sense it.
Oh, I am. I'm doing.
Where's
pretty,
it happening?
I'm doing pretty well at small talk at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like small talk. It's bonding. And again,
it's hard to do.
Oh, it's easy.
Because it's so meaningless. I'm a person, if I'm going to talk to you, I want the dirt.
Max just popped in here between the breaks and handed me something about the last time somebody went undefeated in New England and they were in the Super Bowl last year. We were having small talk. Now, Max is very emotional about the Patriots, and what we're going to see from Max, if I'm reading him correctly, is a complete withdrawal from the Patriots.
Well,
this
he's
season.
Detaching himself.
I don't think we'll hear him talk about it. I don't think we'll hear him mention it, and that's okay. But the Patriots,
and this might be the end.
The Patriots
of,
are going to win about six games this year.
I doubt it. They'll probably go 9-7, 10-6, but.
You think?
I don't know. They're the Patriots. But Tom Brady is not. I don't know if he's still.
Well, there's been too much emotional turmoil now with Brady and Belichick. And the whole thing, they've had an unbelievable run. We're not going to see anything like the Patriots ever again.
Ever.
It was incredible. And more power to them. And I've championed their cause many times. But now it's going to be ugly.
But we've called for their demise so many times.
I have
over the last 3 to 5 years. Remember when they got blasted by Kansas City? It's happened a couple times.
And I'm not going to be the most shocked person in the world if they find a way this year. I just don't see it. I just don't
see it. Well, that opens up a playoff spot for the Cleveland Browns.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah, being able to take the long-term schedule, I think we ought to have the Patriots and the Raiders play the first game in the brand-new stadium in Las Vegas.
And nobody would go, Jim. The Raiders don't deserve Las Vegas at this point.
They don't.
No, they're terrible.
3 years from now, they will.
Anything else, Jim?
No, that's everything.
Thank you. I don't want to talk about the Raiders. They're not my team. They never were.
Oh, be quiet.
Corey.
Yeah, Bob, I got to tell you, you know, you're old enough to drive down Douglas, right?
What do you mean, drag Douglas back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah.
But I didn't drag it. I didn't go 100 miles an hour. That when you drag Douglas, you were bumper to bumper.
Well, you remember the motorcycle gangs? That's what these are these days. They got Crockers instead of Harleys.
And they just zoom by.
The other day I was driving down the road, and I was going down, I think it was West Street, and I seen at least 30 of them just cruising along, going about 50, 55, 60 down the road. And there's actually, they try to find out the places. They all have scanners on their phones now. You can get it on your phone. And they go out there and find out where the police stations are or where the police are, camped out. And they just can avoid them. Just go up for a cruise every weekend.
You're not one of them, are you, Corey?
Hell no. I'm a cruiser, man. I got a Harley, and I also got a 1976 Suzuki.
Let me ask you this, Corey. What do you Harley guys think of these crotch rocket guys?
Can't say nothing about them.
All right. I'm
just trying to have a good time, too.
Wait a minute. But you're not having a good time when you're going on public byways at 70 miles an hour, passing people who are abiding by the law.
Okay, but you know what? When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, between 20 and 30, you are.
If you're young. What if those guys were 40?
That's an excuse.
The little kids and young people do stupid
stuff.
So
I'm just supposed to say, when I'm driving along, minding my own business, and they scare the heck out of me and my wife, we're just coming back from a concert.
Yell at them. Roll down the window. Get back at them somehow.
I'm supposed to say, well, those are just kids.
Yeah, to a degree. But if you want, run them over. I don't care.
Run them over?
Sure.
No,
get
I'm not going to.
Get back at them.
Jeff, are you serious?
Of course I'm not serious.
You are an alarming individual.
Yeah, run them over. That's what I
you
want you
to it,
do.
You said it. I didn't. Tommy, put that on a highlight reel. For future generations to hear. Let's take a break. When we come back, our Big 12 grade card. The two schools here in town, or in the state of Kansas, aren't going to do very well. And finally, we do have a gift card to give away to Papa John's. If you want to call 869-1240 and get that gift card, it's available for you right now. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.